It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. I have as a guest today Brian Holloway. He's with Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. And Brian, good to have you with us on the program today, sir.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Now, we have not talked with the folks from Ebenezer in a while. I was talking with Gene Davis yesterday, and I was telling Brian before we went on the air, I've had so many folks recently to say, how is the children's home doing? And you know, what's going on with them? And I said, let's just do an update today, bring everybody up to date on how things are going with the children's home here in Wilkes. In fact, Ebenezer now has been there for 20...
This is our actual 22nd year.
22nd. I was trying to think. They are a year older than my son. My son is 21. So, yeah, 22nd year for Ebenezer. That does not seem real at all that they have been here in the county providing services for children for 22 years, but yet they have. Okay. So bring us up to date. You have how many homes?
Okay, we actually have 6 homes now. I think that we've added one since last time that we spoke, which is exciting news to us. It's been open not quite a year yet, but coming up on a year, and it is our baby house is what we call it.
Baby house.
Yeah, it's the Sievert home, but it's our baby home. We can now serve children from birth to 21. It has been 3 to 21, and we can now serve them at birth, which has really opened up a lot of doors for us to help keep some sibling groups together.
Right.
And to take some of those younger children in. And so that brought our total up to we now have 43 beds here in with our residential care, and we are serving somewhere about 36 right now. So
you have homes on the property there on Bird Ridge Road, but then you also have the foster homes, right?
Well, we have 4 homes at Bird Ridge Road, and then there's 2 other homes. The Shepherd Home and the Sievert Home are actually here in Wilkes, and they're part of our residential care.
Right.
We as well do have foster homes. Currently, we have about 30 licensed foster homes.
Wow.
And that ranges anywhere from Boone to, I think our furthest one away is Robbins, North Carolina. So about 120. We can do a 150-mile radius, but about 120 miles our furthest one away. So we have a good following in the High Point area as well. So.
Well, now, you know, for years when we would talk with the folks from the children's home, and years ago they felt like, you know, they had a burden for the children, that there was a need here in this area for a home, for a place at Ebenezer, and God worked all that out, and they got the first home, and it's just continued. And, you know, it would be nice, Brian, if we could get to the point where all children were wanted and provided for and taken care of.
Yes.
And not abandoned or orphaned or different things, but we live in a broken world.
We do. We do. And that need, you know, unfortunately, the need has continued to grow, and we've continued to grow to help meet that need. And that's one reason that we, you know, I think we've been doing foster care and adoption programs about 5 years now. And so it's just continued to grow and to spread. We actually serve about 13 different counties as far as where the kids come from, which is really increased here lately because, like I said, the need is going up, and keeping to fill that need for those children is just not there across the state. It's down. And so, like I said, you know, it's something that we try to push. And, you know, I feel like that our organization with Ebenezer, that we do a good job trying to keep up with that and to push for that.
Right.
And to find those loving homes for the kids.
Well, now, it takes money to make the wheels go around. So how are you funded, and how do you get funds throughout the year?
Okay, we do have, we do get some state funding. However, we heavily rely on the community here to help fund us through that. We know, and we've always, when Ebenezer was first started, when Gene had the vision and the board got together, they passed up a lot of money to make sure that we could keep our Christian values
right,
and not have to give in. And so with that, we've always understood that God's going to provide our needs, and we just trust that He knows what's best. Doesn't mean that it comes in abundance a lot of times, but it does meet the needs. And so, you know, like I said, it's just going out and people understanding what we do and sharing that passion and that burden for helping meet the needs of these children and supporting us, whether that be financially or whether that be through some sort of donation of a product. We use within our six houses, they operate just as your typical house does. And so we have the power bill. We also have to do laundry. And so, you know, laundry detergent is always a need around there. With our baby home that we've opened up, we now have a need for diapers and pull-ups. And, you know, like I said, we're in size 5, by the way, if anybody's interested. But like I said, so, you know, we have any need that you can think of within your house. We have that, but we have it with six houses. And like I said, you know, it does take money. It does take product.
Brian, let me, and folks who have known about Ebenezer through the years know this, but on the off chance that someone that has forgotten or you're hearing about Ebenezer for the first time, Ebenezer Christian Children's Home here in Wilkes, the way these houses are set up, these are houses, these are homes. This is not dormitory style. You're not stacking young'uns on top of young'uns and these are set up as houses. You have house parents, you have meals together and homework together and activities together. These are set up as homes, right?
Yes, yes. They are your typical home. You know, we have some that house 5 kids. Our largest one houses 9 kids, and we do have house parents that come in. We have 2 house parents that stay with the kids 24 hours a day. They do their meals together at a table. They eat together. They play together. We go to the movies here. We go to the library together. They go to school. Just anything that your typical home. And so we try to give them that home-style setting of getting the food. Like I said, yeah, we don't have a cafeteria. We have some of the best cooks in the world that cafeterias would love to have. But like I said, no, we do everything as a family, and that's what we like to consider ourselves, that if you join with us and partner with us and join up with us, you'll know quickly that we consider you part of the family. And so we have the term Ebenezer Family, and anybody that is part of that knows that we're family.
Well, I think that has been a real asset through the years, definitely to the children. It's been a blessing to them. But for so many who were wanting to give but wanting to make sure that their dollars were going to something that was well worth it, and this is because you're children who haven't had a home life, quote-unquote, before, where everyone sat down together at a meal. And, you know, even non-Christians will say, you know, parents need to sit with children at a table at least once a day and share a meal and just talk and be together. Well, Ebenezer does this on a regular basis. This is how you guys are set up. It's a home. And as you say, as a family would be, this is what you're trying to teach the children how it's supposed to be, right?
Yes, yes, we do. We, like I said, we do anything from the meals together to devotions in the evening. And like I said, to go out and to, you know, help a child learn to ride a bike or to go to the playground there. Or, you know, when you go somewhere, and a lot of times you get to see firsthand some of the children's first experiences. And it's some of the things that we take for granted every day. I know that growing up, it wasn't things I thought about,
right?
That I got to experience this or I got to experience that. And going through this, and you see children come in that are teenagers a lot of times, and you're doing something that, you know, you should be doing at 5 and 6 years old that they've never got to experience as a family unit. And so they come in and, you know, you're looking at them and they have this emotion over them, and you're trying to figure it out, and you realize, wow, that's the first time they really got to experience that. You know,
right.
They got to see what it was like to be loved, or what it was like for someone to actually care about them and put them first before their own needs. And so that's one thing that we really try to stress there, is giving them that environment.
And again, they're there with house parents, and they're learning so many different things, and things that kids should be learning from adults, from parents or parent figures. Now, I had seen a thing recently on, I think it was your Facebook page, that said you can be a superhero. And it was talking about foster parenting, which you touched on just a few minutes ago. Talk to us about being a superhero and being a foster parent through Ebenezer.
Well, being the superhero, something people may not think about, but Superman actually had foster parents. And so So if you look at it, Superman, he grew up in a foster care system.
There you
and
go.
And his parents done a fine job. He turned out to be okay.
Yes, look how he turned out.
And
my goodness.
And so we just feel like that there are people out there that are in a position in their life that they may be looking to help out and have that burden to care for children that need a home. And you know, whether you have kids of your own, whether you don't have any kids, whether your kids are grown, you know, if you have that burden to help, you know, there are kids out there that need a place. And so, we actually offer, Ebenezer, offers the classes to be a foster parent or adoptive parent. And those are a state mandated class. It takes about 30 hours, to do. And we are gearing up, getting our list ready for our upcoming class. Those classes will be starting, about the 1st of September. It's about 10 classes, runs about 3 hours a class. And so it's about 10 classes long. And, so like I said, you know, class will run from about September till, roughly the 1st of November, 10 weeks. And, you know, if you're interested in that, if you have the desire, if you just want more information about it, the classes are free. They don't cost anything. There's no commitment, even if you take the classes. But if it's something that you've been considering or been thinking about or God's put on your heart to just consider foster care, then it's something that, you know, you can give us a call. Our number is 336-667-LOVE, which is 5683. So that's 667-5683. And you can just talk to someone in the office, let them know you're interested in looking at foster care, looking at adoption. We'll walk you through that. We'll be there for you. We're really good to hold your hand. We won't let you be overwhelmed with that.
Right.
And just show you what it's like. Like I said, you know, you get into it, you may find out more about foster care and decide that now's not the time. That's okay. We're not, you know, there's no commitment to it. But if you've just want more information, we'd encourage you to give us a call to reach out and help someone.
And again, this is something where you just, you know that you know that you know this is something you need to do, or it's something that you're considering and you're not sure and you'd like to kind of test the waters. Either way, you can take these classes and they're free, right?
Yes. Either way, yes, we would love to be able to talk with you. And like I said, we'll give you a lot of information before the class comes so that you're not, you know, spending 30 hours of your time to decide. But like I said, you know, it's something everybody, you know, has that period in their life. And we just want to be there for you. And like I said, would love to walk you through that step.
Do they need to call or sign up? I know it's free, but do they need to call or register or sign up before the class?
They do, yes. If, like I said, we're actually organizing our list now, and so now would be the great time to call. We hope to have everything organized by the 1st of August, because we want to call you and sit down with you and talk to you a little bit, like I said, prior to the class. And so we want to start the classes the 1st September, so we will need everybody kind of signed up by the 1st of August is what we're looking for. So, again, you know, if you're interested, now would be the time to give us a call.
All right, and that number again was?
That number again is 336-667-5683.
All right, we're talking with Brian. He's with Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. This is Focus on the Foothills. We're going to be right back with more after this.
Go east, my friend. Go to Southeastern Cars and Parts of Rhonda. Rudy Holbrook and the staff at Southeastern have all kinds of used vehicles, and they provide on-the-lot financing. Southeastern has car parts. Call today about the part you need, 835-4442. Southeastern has a 24-hour wrecker service, 835-4442. Nights and holidays, 957-7774. When you need a good used car, truck, or SUV, when you need car parts, go east, my friend. Go to Southeastern Cars and Parts, Highway 268 East, Rhonda.
It's the place where the inventory changes daily. Ebenezer's Attic, children's, ladies, and men's clothing and shoes. All of the styles and sizes are available. Odds and ends of furniture, books, dishes, and gold nuggets galore in this huge thrift store. All proceeds are thankful and benefit the Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. Be a blessing and bless the children at Ebenezer's Attic, downtown North Wilkesboro. This announcement sponsored by Senator Shirley Randleman with the Randleman Senate Campaign.
Your local communications company, Wilkes Communications, gave over $25,000 worth of scholarships to seniors last year. Those are children of their members. If you're in need of a security system, telephone service, internet service, television programming, you need to visit the new showroom of Wilkes Communications or call them at 973-3103 or visit them online at wilkes.net. Find out their commitment to this community, Wilkes Communications. In the same place, but remodeled and with new menu choices, Woodhaven Family Restaurant, still on West D Street in North Wilkesboro, but with a brand new look. You're invited to Woodhaven for their soup bar, salad bar, and country cooked vegetables bar with yeast rolls, just $6.99, all you can eat. Add one of 9 meat choices for just a dollar more. The same location, but newly remodeled and with new menu items. Stop in today for a great meal from the soup, salad, and veggie bar at Woodhaven Family Restaurant, West D Street in North Wilkesboro. The Rag Company Incorporated, a proud supporter of all Wilkes County sports. They're here for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. With over 28 years in business, their professionalism exemplifies the quality of their work as they strive to improve their product selection with dedication and determination. Call 838-4895 or visit The Rag Company on Facebook or online, theragcompany.com, or stop in today and let our good friends help you in the gray-domed building behind Duke Energy on L Street in North Wilkesboro, The Rag Company.
We can fix it. Your team and orthopedic specialists of Wilkes are ready to take care of your orthopedic needs. Located at 1917 West Park Drive, Dr. Steve Anderson and Dr. Matt Pfeiffer are board-certified orthopedic surgeons who specialize in adult and adolescent orthopedic conditions. We can fix it. Your team and orthopedic specialists of Wilkes are ready to take care of your orthopedic needs. For an appointment, call 336-903-7845.
Rewards that will shock you. Just enroll, sign, and earn whenever you make a purchase using your First Community Bank Visa check card. Simply press credit and sign for your purchase. You will earn 10 cents for every signature-based transaction in excess of 10. Our Visa check card rewards program just makes good sense. For more details, stop in to the Hayes location today. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Rewards that will shock you. First Community Bank of Hayes, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today is Brian Holloway. We're talking about Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. Brian, we had mentioned a few minutes ago about we now have a baby home at Ebenezer.
Yes, that is correct.
A baby home. I think that's so cute. I like that name. But that has a whole nother list of needs, right?
It does, yeah. And I kind of, you know, hit on that a little bit earlier is that, you know, for years we were ages 3 is where we would start. And so, you know, we just felt the need. We would get calls on sibling groups and have to break them up. And that's so hard to, you know, not to keep them together. It's very important for siblings to stay together. So we felt that we could meet that need, and we had to go a little bit of extra to get the house up to code. And it was well worth it and, you know, to do that. And so now that we have the baby home, it houses 5 children in there, and along with that comes things like diapers and pull-ups and some wipes and formula and things like that that you don't think about in your typical home that we've operated for 20 years not having to deal with. And so we are in diapers and wipes and pull-up size 5 on those that just added to the list. So if someone, you know, is out there listening and just is hearing this and has that burden and touch that, you know, hey, I think I can help meet that need a little bit. Those are some of the needs that we need with that new house.
Well, now, the needs continue because, as with any house, you use up the stuff that you have. You use the paper products, you eat the food, you know, you wear the clothes. So then the needs continue. So talk to us about what you need. I guess you still need volunteers at the home.
We do, yes. We're always looking for volunteers, and if you're looking for to get involved, you know, you can join up with us. We have a lot of church groups that come out, a lot of community groups, a lot of individuals. And so, you know, there's things that if you want to set up a time, we have a chapel. A lot of times people like to come to a service with kids. We do some skits back, cookouts during the summertime. We have a picnic shelter there, those kind of things. And if it's something that you're looking to get involved and your group's looking for somewhere to go and something to support, we would love for you to come out. Just give us a call. We can set something up. Like I said, the kids always enjoy that interaction with the groups, and everybody brings a different dynamic to that.
Right. So if you want to do some group things with the children's home, they need to call you, though, in advance and set that up so you don't have half a dozen groups showing up on the same day.
Yes, yes. We do like to keep that organized. Yeah. Like I said, our kids, when you're trying to organize 36 kids and everything that goes on with that, we do have to keep things organized there. And if you would like to just come by and get a tour of the property and just talk with us, just in general, for yourself, we would love to set that up as well, let you come see where we're located and, you know, take a look around. So,
all right, so you can come by and visit. And if you want to do something as far as maybe volunteering, doing a group thing, just call and let them know in advance or line up, find out what days you have open when other groups aren't there or whatever. And do that. And, other needs, do you need food donations or paper products or anything like that at this time?
Yeah, like as I said, we are users of everything that you can use. We do our meals, again, we do our meals individually as a home, as a group, as a house. And so we don't take care of, you know, we don't have a cafeteria style. So each individual house has their own needs food-wise. We've had groups do little fun things within their church or group, do little cereal drives, which is good. Or, you know, obviously the canned foods always go over well. You know, with paper products, like I said, with diapers, a big one that a lot of people don't think about a lot of times is laundry detergent. And we do, if you imagine in your house how many loads of laundry that you do, we have 9 young kids a lot of times, or teenagers that like change clothes 5 or 6 times a day. and so we do a lot of laundry. That is one thing that is always going on, is laundry. We have to individualize our days and who can do laundry what days and get it done. And so laundry detergent is really used. And so that's something that is always a great need there. Because it just goes so fast, and it's, you know, something that we use a lot of.
Yeah, and that would be a neat thing. If you want to pick up some extra laundry detergent when you go to the grocery store and swing that by the children's home, I'm sure they wouldn't mind that at all.
We would love it.
Now, we were talking about funding earlier. To keep funded throughout the year, sometimes you do things like fundraisers and golf tournaments and that sort of thing. And I understand you have some golfing coming up soon.
We do. It's very exciting. Our golfing, I'm wanting to say that this is our, and I'm going to get it wrong, I know as soon as I say it, but I think it's our 18th year annual golf tournament. And so it's always a great time. We always have a good turnout of golfers. This year's golf tournament is actually going to be on September the 16th. We do a 4-man Captain's Choice tournament. We do that. We're going to be having it at Brushy Mountain Golf Course. It's over in Taylorsville. We hosted it there last year, and they done a great job for us with that. But right now, we're taking sign-ups for golf teams. Again, it's 4-man Captain's Choice. If you're a golfer and would like to do that, as well as we're taking sponsors for the golf tournament. So if you're listening and you're a business owner and you would like to get some advertising going on, we would love to hear from you and be able to set that up, whether it be a whole sponsor or, you know, some kind of other sponsorship level. We have those as well. So
they can just call the same number again.
They can call the same number, the 336-667-5683, and we can get them signed up.
Brian, do you have a website that has some information on the website?
We do. Our website is www.ebenezerfamily.org, and that's Ebenezer is EBENEZER, family.org.
You so it's a lot of E's. You had to think about that, Brian. You really
E every other letter.
All right. So Ebenezer Christian Children's Home still doing a great work out there with homes and taking care of youngins from Wilkes and surrounding areas, and now has the baby home, and they still have needs and need volunteers. And if you'd like to be a foster parent, they can help you with that as well. The golf tournament is coming up, and I know folks have asked about the share-a-thon because you guys used to do share-a-thons with us. So.
Yeah, we have done share-a-thons. We took a little bit of a break from them. I'm sure that we haven't done our last one. We had a great support. We have a lot of support from Ashe County as well. And, you know, we tried to reach out in the spring and done a share-a-thon up there. Just trying to move around a little bit as we're getting kids and growing from different areas, moving around a little bit. And so I'm sure that it won't be long. Maybe this fall you may see us out back in the streets here. We'll see. I don't know that anything's planned yet, but I'm sure that you haven't seen the last of us doing our share-a-thon on the radio here and out in the streets.
Well, Brian, we just appreciate what you and the folks do out there at Ebenezer Christian Children's Home, taking care of the kids and letting them know they have a place where they are safe and they are loved, and 22 years, really.
22 years, and you know, it's all because of God's love and support and just touching people's hearts to continue to support us. And we want to thank everybody that has been a continued supporter. As we were just talking earlier, it's amazing to think about. I haven't been with them all 22 years. I've been with them about 5 years now. But to look back and to hear the stories and see how many people have been involved for all 22 years, and it's amazing that an organization such as ours, that you don't, a lot of times you don't hear about people hanging around that long. They kind of move on, and you know, right, their heart moves to something else. And a lot of our people have been there from the start, and then the people that do join, they end up jumping on board and staying with us. And so it just, I think, just speaks to what God's been doing with Ebenezer. Amen. Over those 22 years.
What a testimony that is. All right, so again, if you want more information about any of the stuff that Brian has talked about being a foster parent, about donating, whether it's to the baby home or just donating laundry detergent, because they, you know, I was just sitting here thinking there's only three people in my family, and I think we do laundry all the time. I can't imagine if there were nine youngins in that house trying to do laundry. But anyway, take them some laundry detergent. If you want to call and find out about where to drop off donations or to help them financially or get involved with the golf tournament that's coming up, just call the number, which is 667-LOVE, right?
667-LOVE. That comes to 5683. So 667-5683.
And, of course, the website again is?
EbenezerFamily.org.
Brian, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me. Really enjoyed it.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, a check on that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.